Hello, Dick. How are you?
Well, we're making it. We went into official lockdown mode yesterday by order of the governor of the state. But I don't think it's really all that much different than what we've been living in the last week or so. I mean, I've only been going to work and home. That's it for about a week. I'm still allowed to go to the radio station. But everybody else that is not an on-air person or a producer has been told to stay home. So our building of about 100 people is down to about anywhere between 15 or 20 right now.
Dick, we're asking our listeners this morning if you had to be locked down as you are at the moment in isolation for a couple of weeks, a sports person past or present, who would it be? I've tossed up Dennis Rodman, Michael Jordan even perhaps. Who would you like to be in lockdown with to hear some stories and ask them about their careers, etc.?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. That is a great – if I could get Michael Jordan to talk. he's not known as the most gregarious person in the world. I think posthumously Kobe Bryant. And how motivated would you be about life after 2 weeks at home with Kobe Bryant? I mean, he could probably motivate you to do anything in life for as long as you live. That would probably be a good one as well. If you just want the bizarre and want to be entertained a little bit, how about 2 weeks with Mike Tyson, guys?
Oh, yeah, that would be entertaining. And yeah, in
you want
his
to stay on the
too.
Right side.
Yeah, for sure. Dick, we've been seeing a lot of footage over there of prominent sports people and broadcasters reacting to the AFL and the NRL because that's all they've got to watch on TV on Fox Sports over there.
Yeah, I noticed that. Are you guys still, is that still up and running with fans as of right now?
Now postponed, but last weekend we saw plenty of commentary from players about watching, trying to understand what was going on, but they were enjoying it. But, as of now, both the major codes have been postponed.
Yeah, it's funny because I grew up with the AFL. We had Aussie Rules football on every single week when I was growing up, and I used to. So I got pretty familiar with it. And then being able to go over there and to see a Sydney Swans game, and to go over there and watch a couple of your NRL games, I've really enjoyed it. And we have seen a little bit of that over the last week, where people are just investigating any sports that they can find, and those have been on, and it brings me back to a few years back when I went down and visited you guys. So we're trying to make that happen for next year. So I'd love to go down and watch some more of that.
Dick, I want to know, you do a sports program over there in Seattle. What's the mood of the people like in Seattle with everything that's going on at the moment?
I just think right now there's a sadness. There's no question about that. I mean, we realize that we're one of the areas that is the most affected in all of the world by this, and we have been affected for the last 2 weeks. I mean, you think about the conversations that you guys and I have had. I mean, I've spoken about this for probably a month now, as far as things already beginning to change as of late February. Over here in Seattle, because it really affected us early. I have only gone out one time in the last week, and that was to the grocery store, and it was just a surreal moment, guys. Just walking in, everybody's cordial, yet not talking to anybody else. Everybody's by themselves. Many of them have masks on, but it was just a really silent environment. And instead of having your customary 8 or 10 lines open, it was just one line that you had to stand in that wound all the way around the store to make sure that nobody's congregating up in front. And so you just silently go get your groceries, you try to maintain your distance, and then you get in this long line of about 100 people long and get through. It's just, it's, I think, sadness. I think anticipation for it to be over hasn't quite started yet, but I think we all realize it's going to get worse before it gets better over the next couple of weeks, and we just hope that it does start to get better within a week or two, and we're not talking about another month before it starts to get better. And really, that all has to do with how people behave themselves. And I've been very vocal on the air. I've been very vocal on the air the last week or so about seeing these pictures about people on beaches, partying, you know, it drives me crazy. And, you know, I've hammered them pretty good on the air. I think they finally started to get the message. But unfortunately, I had to take a full lockdown by the governor because not everybody was observing safety protocol.
Dick, what's the Olympic situation in the U.S.?
Well, the Olympic situation in the U.S. is that we saw over the last few days USA Swimming, USA Track and Field, who obviously are two very, very powerful entities, come out and say, listen, we do not want this to happen. This is it is not fair to the athletes of any nation, but we really don't know what other nations are doing and if other nations are observing what the U.S. swimmers are doing, and that's a complete shutdown. I mean, they are not getting into pools. We actually had the USA Swimming CEO on our radio station here in Seattle yesterday. He's a good friend of one of our hosts, and he was on, and he said, we want our swimmers out of the pool, and everybody should be out of the pool right now. And so they were a proponent of this IOC decision that appears like it's going forward, that we will not have the Olympic Games until 2021. And I think it's the right decision. I don't want to see these athletes sacrifice an opportunity. And I think if we move it back anywhere from 9 to 12 months, they won't be sacrificing that opportunity. They'll just be delaying that opportunity. And I certainly want to see the games of the Tokyo Olympiad go forward. It's just probably not the best time to do it this summer.
Dick, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us as always.
All right, boys. Take care. Be safe.